Okay, Pasha Bashanon, Tovshin Ayin Dali. Here on my way back from Lakewood to the wedding of Yaakov Bibi. I'm going to call with Bacha Choshe of Ryan Hirsch. I'm on my way back to Brooklyn. And it's Moshe Tisha B'Av. And we're heading to the second half of Chodesh Av, which is Be'ez Hashem. I'm more simple to the song, Be'ez Hashem. There's two B'Av coming up. Shabbat Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. And finally, there's Chanon. It's a very, very important parasha. In Parashat Chanon, we have something very, very historistic. And if you look through Parashat Chanon, besides the fact that we have, and I think besides, we have the parasha of the Aseret HaDibrei, the parasha of Shema Yisrael, we have the parashas of the Churban. It's a parasha that has a lot of psukim. And I want to first of all say hello to Hashem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. A big one that says that Dubrey is giving Parshas Vashanon. Even though we added this thing back in Yisrael, but it's just determined why Parshas Vashanon, because it's Parshas Vashanon is always the Shabbos Nachum, or it's always the Tishabot. And Tishabot really represents destruction. And when there's destruction, that's the rebirth. Whenever there's destruction, there's rebirth. There's Baruch Hu does not matmiach Yeshua. There's Baruch Hu, whoever there is, there's, but he always leaves over a more place for rebirth. And it just turns to be a tremendous, unbelievable thing. And even though, obviously, it's not something to celebrate.
Continue straight.
So easily.
Vista Village Drive.
We know we're in Gaza right now with a terrible, terrible war and terrible. The Kavanos and tragedies, and we have terrible calamities. 67 of our Jewish people, Jewish brethren, Malachim, were killed and were lifted.
In 300 yards, turn right onto the 77th westbound.
And our hearts bow to the soldiers, families, and everybody around them who were Nebuch. Sacrifice themselves for the Jewish people. It's a tremendous loss. We can't imagine. The truth is, I heard it from someone I was seeing in the car today. Someone told me something so fascinating that in one of the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael on the day of Tisha B'Av, which was the best of the culmination of the war, 67 all-time record babies were born. 67 Jewish babies were born in Soroka Hospital on the day of 60th. We got the total of all the boys here that were killed. Not that we're trying to imply that, you know, the message now trying to imply that, you know, we can't look past and we have to mourn Nebuch, the loss of Jewish blood and Jewish boys, Nebuch, and families who are suffering from that. At the same time, wherever there's destruction, there's rebirth. Because Baruch Hu is showing something. There's a simon there. It's the same amount of babies, all time years are born. Because Baruch Hu is showing that the Jewish nation will continue to exist, praise Hashem. And that because Baruch Hu is showing that with the destruction, there's always rebirth. And this is the point of Parshas Vashanon. Parshas Vashanon comes along. Parashat Vayetzchanan is the parasha which discusses, as we discusses the need of Aseret HaDibrei, the giving of the Torah again, even with destruction, and we're broken people. You know, we have to, you know, the point being, the Parashat Vayetzchanan is the parasha where we start to rebirth. We have to now, because we lost the base of ministers of our avodas. And we yearn to a terrible matreig, and we have to now restart and be re-educated with the basics. And we go back to the basics, and we start with Aseret HaDibrei, Kabbalas HaTorah again, and finally show us the parasha for Amunah, by Hashem Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. And in that parasha, I think there's a tremendous lesson to be learned about Chodesh Av, and about Tisha B'Av, and about what is our job now after Tisha B'Av. There's a riot scene in the fire show of the Rashi, the parasha of Chanon, the parasha of Kriyashma, and many people know part of the Rashi, but I want you to kind of repeat that portion of this movie and go look in the Rashi, but I've showed this Rashi to many people, the nuance of Rashi over here that people are not only on, which has a tremendous power to understand of the very deepest story in Yadus. And it's very much attached to Tisha B'Av and Chodesh Av and what our task it is. We know we've just passed the day of Tisha B'Av, and we know one of the main things of Tisha B'Av, one of the things that stands out very, 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 very strong is the fact that the Torah, you know, obviously a person has to show Tisha B'Av. But one of our laws of the ability at the short issue that a Torah asked us, well, is the Barnabas, but we're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. And this is a very, very strong halacha to ask us to leave without Torah. Now we know that others also ask to leave without Torah, and the same would apply to a Tisha B'Av, but we, our whole nation, is not allowed to learn Torah. Now we know, of course, that you're allowed to learn things that are not sad, put you in the same little mood of sadness to talk about the learning about the Churban. At the same time, we have to understand exactly the sort of resistance. And the Gemara itself explains itself. The Gemara says that the reason why you're not allowed to learn Torah on Tisha B'Av is because Torah has a power to make a person very happy. Torah has a power to excite a person. And since Tisha B'Av is a day of mourning, it doesn't seem fit. The person should be in that jovial mood. And therefore, this is the reason why he asked the Torah. And I want to suggest something else, but I want to suggest something that could be the underlying side of this image. And that is that we know, as Rashi tells us, he inspires a tremendous factor. Rashi's Vishinantam Livonecho and the Pasha of Krishna, you shall teach your children the Shikha of the Shikha of Rakhavadera. Vishinantam Livonecho, we say it every day, twice a day. And most people know the Rashi because it's mentioned in many get-togethers of Machanchim. Rashi says Vishinantam Livonecho, Livonecho, does not mean as literally your children, Mamish, Vishinantam Livonecho, Rashi says, Tomecho Eilu HaTalmidim, these are your students. Your students. And here, many people comment on this story that the students of a person are his children. And that's how we have to look upon them. And that's how we have to treat them. And that has to be the relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud. It has to be as of a father to a son. So Rashi goes on to say something so fascinating that people stop here and take these stories, but it's so much, there's another tremendous point that Rashi continues on and tells us. Rashi continues on and tells us that I have a proof to this Yisrael. I have a proof that Talmidim are called Bani. And Rashi says, Shabakol Mokom. In every place he finds, Talmidim are called Bani. How do we know where's what the big proof to this? Rashi says, Shanema, Bani, Matem, Lashem, Lekecha. The Pasuk says, and invite them to the parishes and say the Sefer Dvarim. Dvarim, Hashem, 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 you are children to Hashem. If we analyze the Rashi properly, Rashi's saying is such a powerful word over here. Rashi's saying, that if we go around the pool, we go around the world and we ask everybody, we know we're children of God. We're God's children. All the world is all called God's children. Why? Why are we God's children? Because God created us. And a Jew is a higher boy, is a higher neshama. So he's a higher level of a son. But the reason that our relationship between Hashem and us is as far as to a son is because everybody's going to tell you this. Because he created us. You go ahead and ask everybody. That's what they're going to say to you. Why are we called children of God? Why are we God's children? Christmas children. He created us. A father is the father of a child, but he creates the child. So that was our father when he created us. Rashi over here is telling us, no, sir. Rashi is saying the reason that we are children of God is because God taught us Torah. Vanim atem Hashem alekeichem. To know why we are children of God, Rashi is saying that to the cold market we find that his son, that his Talmud is referred to as a son. Where do we find that? By God himself, and he called us his children. What did he call us his children? Created us. No! Rashi's the Raya, and we called his children because Hashem's our Rebbe. He's our teacher of Torah, because he teaches us Torah. Therefore, we're God's children. As we know, that a person learns Torah, anytime he sits down to learn to do Torah, he's not only being taught by the person in front of him, he's not only taught by his own mind. I'm a Lamei Torah, and I'm a Yisrael, Hashem is the Lamei Torah. So Israel comes down and teaches us. And therefore, as everybody knows the famous verse, this is davening and learning. Davening is we talk to Hashem. Learning is God talking to us. There's God who's there with us, teaching us Torah. And you see the person opens up a Gemara, and that sounds like Israel's Oisik, and that's so good. The one says in Jim Davav, and he's giving us Yad Tishmaya, and he's teaching us. So in Jim Rashi, he's telling us such a powerful story. That our relationship with Hashem as a son to a father is because he teaches us Torah. Through Torah, we create a relationship as a father to a son. That's our deep, embedded relationship. He's our father because we learn his Torah. And the more Torah we learn, the more we're mechazik, this kesha of Avraham, believe in that Torah. And that's what we find. We look throughout the Siddur. When we refer to the Indian of father and son, we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a father. Where do we say it in davening? Avinu Av HaRachamon, HaMarachem Rachem Aleinu. The same thing we do, La'avinu La'azkil. And we should understand your Torah. We refer to Hashem as our father. But when we go, when we start the path of Torah, Hashem is our father. Again, it's what actually Hashidenu Avinu, the Torah of Secha, we turn us our father to the Torah. He's the Kavir of Akeh, Avoy the Zeh, Avoy the Ila, it's the Evis. But a son to a father, relationship is in terms of Torah. The fees there we can understand very, very, very beautifully. Why on Tisha B'Av they asked us to learn Torah? Because Tisha B'Av is a day that we learned in Eicha. Yisrael Mim Hayinu, we ain't of. We're more, we're orphans without a father. The purpose of Tisha B'Av is to feel the Lord that we're missing our father in heaven. Where is he? He's not with us. So the Torah, so Chazal came up with an Asher Torah. You know why? Because Chazal wanted that a person should feel that on Tisha B'Av, saying like even the Einav, you're missing something. You're missing. That Kodesh Baruch Hu's not here. There's an Abelus on Tisha B'Av. The Abelus is, we're missing our father. We're missing something. And if there's a lens Torah, if there's a lens Torah, he's going to feel the connection to his father. And if they feel the connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu, if they feel connected in the deeper sense, if he feels connected in the deeper sense, he's not going to feel the Lord. He's going to have the simcha, that connection. That could be the pshat of the Gemara. Google says we have simcha because he's still connected on the deepest level to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're tapped into that. And that is why on Tisha B'Av they ask to live in our Torah. We want to come to the realization that it's not the same. And when we don't have the Ba'al in the full sense, and we want the year to have it back, empty stage air position though. Because if you want to tell them tires that are still super hard, and the same when the person has to be moist if it's even that tire. You know, as you culminate these days of contemplation, of realization, of the missing of his father, he has to start his way back. To bring himself back to want to have his father back with him. That starts with dedication to Torah. That starts Tuba Av. Today, when we start to celebrate a little bit, Tuba Av is a day when a person realizes, the Gemara says, the nights get a little bit shorter. Days look like they're a little bit longer. The days are getting shorter, I'm sorry, the nights are a little bit longer. Trying to start being noisy when you're leaving at Torah in order to create that deep connection with your father. But more so, when we start our days, and we start our process, with tshuva, to the days that lead into Elul, Chodesh Av, the Chodesh of the Father, the Chodesh when we yearn for our Father, the month we have to feel that yearning, according to practice by being moisted, the connection to get our Father back from Torah, and start the process of a tshuva. And we see, as we see in Shmoneh Esrei, Ashivenu Avinu Sereseh, the first step to get back, that the Rishbaruch was with Torah, that we say that's the deep connection that we have with the Rishbaruch. The process to tshuva, the first step to tshuva, is Ashivenu Avinu Sereseh, the Rishbaruch will bring us back to get Torah. To try it, each and every one of us. These days, it's a little bit difficult. Sometimes, vacation, my mom, not in yeshiva, we're not learning the way we usually learn. Even working people, let's take a little bit easy in the summer, for vacation, for relaxation, out to fine and dandy. The safety show cover. You gotta get that learning in. You gotta try to add a little bit extra learning. Because all of it is the time when we feel the Lord, we yearn for that connection again, and start the process of coming home. You gotta get home to the Father's house. You gotta get the Father back in the house. You gotta get back to prayer. This is my charge to all my Stamidim, everybody out there, to give these days to the Chazak and Torah, to realize how sweet it really is, how much the Torah, person really learns in the right way, person learns Torah, how much Simcha did we bring to him, no greater Simcha than they're taking in Torah. When a person learns Torah, he's so ecstatic that he wants to be loved. He's so happy he's going to cause it to be loved. He forget about the Avelis. He wants to be loved, he loses himself. And he ends up, who knows why, he forget it that way he's holding. He still had an asterisk. Christ knows power that a Torah has on a person to make him happy. Power of a person to make him complete and lies in Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One great stories of great men, the simcha that they had when they learned Torah was unimaginable. The simcha that people had, and they were racing in the sugis on the mara, and they forgot about where they were. The Shura story of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef had broken his arm or hit, and the great Rabbi Yehaskin came to see him. He came to visit him, and he was escorted by his Talmidim. Rabbi Yashin was escorted by his Talmidim. These Talmidim were expecting Rabbi Yashin chit chat to go in to visit Rabbi Yosef. Go in, go out. Rabbi Yashin wasn't the person that minced words, and he wasn't the person that wasted his gift. Not to say that any of the other people was, but Rabbi Yashin was very, very quick. He went in, did his thing, and he's back to the books. And here he was, spending over an hour with the Rabbi Yosef, and everybody there was amazed and trying to figure out this has been done before, this has never happened before. And as he walked out, the Talmidim asked the Liashiv, Yamdeinu Rabbeinu Rebbe, you want to understand, we know your time is so precious, we know how quick you are, you go to a wedding, you go to this, you go to that, it's in and out. You know, you're going to visit some type of sick person, you go in, you try to comfort them, and you're in and out, and here you were an hour. Yamdeinu Rabbeinu Rebbe explained. So Rabbi Yashiv said, listen carefully. This visit, this Bikur Cholim, was not just a Sam Bikur Cholim. It was a Bikur Cholim of Avas HaTorah. It was a Bikur Cholim of love of Torah. I want to give respect to the Avas HaTorah. What does it mean? Said Rabbi Yashiv, you don't realize that I thought he broke his hip or broke his arm and I came to visit him. You see, the Ravadi went up on a ladder in his own library, and he went to fetch a sefer. But being his love of Torah and his enjoyment of Yishmak, he opened the sefer on top of the ladder. And because he got so involved, and he had so much Yishmak, he was learning the sefer and going deeper and deeper into it, he forgot where he was. And after 2 hours being on the ladder, immersed in the sefer, he put his leg out to go walk where he thought he was walking on the regular ground. And he was already suspended many feet in the air. And when he let his foot out, he came tumbling down, breaking his bones. So the Yashiv said, I didn't come out stomped to the Zakar HaChoyla, to the Rav of the Mitzvah. And I would have come out to the Zakar HaChoyla. But I spent so much time that I wanted to show appreciation and respect for this biggest choyma, a choyma because of Avas HaTorah, a love and a simple failure. And how could it be that Rav Avi stood there for 2 hours of fire and didn't realize where he was? How could it be? Well, the story of Rav Shach and his wife was sick once, and his wife said, I feel so bad, I wanted to make you some breakfast. The Rav Shach said, no problem, I'll make the breakfast. And she said, there's some porridge. There's some hot cereal porridge in the upper shelf. You put it into the pot, stir the pot, put a little water in, and you'll have a hot cereal, some hot porridge. So Rav Shach went to the pot, he put the stuff in, and while he was stirring, he opened up the Sefer Rambam, the Sefer to learn. As he was learning the Sefer, he was stirring and learning and stirring, and he got lost in the enjoyment of the learning. And he got terribly lost in it. And he's stirring and stirring and stirring. And meanwhile, a Talmud is knocking at the door and came to visit Rav Shach. He knocks on the door, there's no answer. He steps inside, and all of a sudden he sees smoke, heavy smoke coming from the kitchen. And he's wondering what's going on. There must be a fire. He runs into the kitchen and he sees Rav Shach leaning over a pot and smoke coming out. And Rav Shach still stirring the pot. And he runs over to the pot. He sees there's nothing in the pot anymore. And Rav Shach's hand still moving over the pot with his paper in the other hand, not realizing that it stirred so long that there was nothing left, that he had been involved so much in the sugya, he did not realize that the porridge had burned. When the time of Shach walked into the Beis Medrash in Panovich, and he was holding the hand of a little girl, and the little girl walked in the little girl to a seat, and he was walking with the girl into the Beis Medrash. And the Baruch came over to his name of Shach, and says, your granddaughter? He says, no, which granddaughter? And he said, oy vey, I just have to cross the street. But I got so lost in the sugya, and we continued on to the Panovich Beis Medrash, and he walked into the Beis Medrash. When the Panovich of Shach came home with his arm in a looped position, and nothing there, And his wife asked him, why does your arm look like that? Well, he said, what do you mean? I bought a nice watermelon. And Lamaisa, I don't know if they enjoyed the watermelon. The watermelon never made it to the house. And the Shach lost the watermelon along the way, but he did not realize his hand was still looped with a watermelon configuration. Because of Shach was so involved in Torah. He could not part from it. It was so much stock. It was so unbelievable that his mind just took him to a different world. He forgot where he was. And this is the Koach of Torah, what he asked in Tisha B'Av. That we should understand the power of the Simcha of Torah, the power that's in our hands, the Simcha, that we can connect again with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the deepest level, to come home to our Father in Heaven. And he's there for these days, but there's a risky thing. But there's a taka of halishas, we can leave the yeshivas, they're going to be in his mind, and we have to always realize, to always recognize, to always take it to account, there's no greater place than by that Kumbra, by that Mishnah, by that Torah, learning a little bit of Torah. The Shach and Amendi once was speaking to his Talmidim, and he said, Talmidim, ask me a Shaila, I want to ask you a Shaila, I want to ask you. Before Ben Zman, he felt that he was a chizuk. So he got along and he said to them, why did you serve us? He said, this is impossible. We leave the Beis Medrash. We say, Tzima, the Chivin, I call him, and we leave the Beis Medrash. Maybe they'll just have to help you raise the issue of Beis Medrash, or something. Help me, Yeshua Krona. Come on, brother, Chavchas. Tzima, the Chuni, Ben Akona. You know, it's a popular song. I don't know who sings it, maybe Avraham Fried, Mordechai Ben David, one of them, Baruch Hashem, the Mishnah was Mechavin. He said, the Chalki, the Yeshi, Beis HaMed, the Zalga, Shalom Mashkim, Vein Mashkim, Anu Mamem, the Tamas, 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 a person has a shining when he goes to Beis Medrash in the morning. A lot of distractions just want to get him not to learn, not to go to Beis Medrash, not to start to sing. So then he said to Tefillah, Mori Dani Levanecha, as he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, you put me in the Beis Medrash, you put me in the Beis Medrash, you don't put me in other people, I can feel the excitement. Tefillah Shachar Gevalt to Gevalt. He said, come in the morning, and you start to learn, it's Papa and his son. But the Maisa, when you leave the Beis Medrash at night, it's a full day of learning. Whatever you did that day of learning, and you sit in Moed Ani, the fact is now you've tasted it, now you've lived through it, now you can exclaim and proclaim to yourself and to everybody out there, there's nothing like Torah. But to give yourself that barge when you walk out now into the world, when you're going out, you're leaving the basement. You're going out and you see people looking like they're having a good time, jumping around, who knows what. You go out and proclaim very clearly and confidently. If you participate in that, leave that Torah. Honor me, I'm a five. I'm a Rotsim, I'm a Bar. I'm a Rotsim. Thank you, Hashem. He made me a Yeshua, he made some magic, he made me someone that has a Rabbinah, that went in Torah, he didn't put me with the Yeshua Kronos. And that has to give you inspiration to withstand the Mashiach when you go out into the world, and so too we go out to the base, I'm going into the Beit Hazman, and not necessarily in the base Medrash, or wherever we are, when we go out to the world to work, and we come to learn at night, wherever it is, we have to make that feel a real vehicle. Thank you, because it's powerful. You have the privilege that we have. Use our time properly. To feel the geschmack and skavas to Hashem through Torah. Feel the simcha that is the leader of Torah. Be zirchu to that prayer to which Hashem should return to your Torah, Hashem Yisbar. You should return to your mitzvahs. Be zirchu to the Guru Shlema. And hey, Avi, Amen, Amen.